Hi, y'all. This is Julie Coley with History and Murders in Wichita Falls. Today's episode is out of my red book, The How Did They Die? Murders in Texas, 1954 to 2011. And just a listener's warning, it gets pretty gory. So just be prepared for what you're going to hear. So let's get started. Before Facebook, there was another social media site called MySpace. A lot of us older people will remember MySpace. Well, in 2008, Janice Shearer, a 21-year-old girl from White House, Texas, had posted on this site that life is short and you should live it to the fullest. She said she loved people and she got along with everyone. And a question that was asked was, how would you want to die? And her reply was, quick. Jana had been dating Christopher Lee McEwen for only a few months. He was a happy guy and could always make people laugh. Inside their personal life, though, trouble was lurking. Something that no one knew about. Jana had tried to break up with him, but a few days later, he arrived at her apartment that she shared with her mother. Jana was out shopping, but he hung around the area talking to her friends and neighbors until she arrived back home. Witness Amy Gage stated that when Jana arrived home on the evening of January 5th, 2008, in Smith County, Texas, she and McEwen began arguing as they walked into her apartment. The two stayed there for a few minutes, and then, according to Jana's mother, they left the house around 10 p.m. that night. It was believed she left against her will because she left without taking her shoes, purse, or cell phone. Her friend said that Jana never went anywhere without her makeup bag, and she didn't take her with it that night. At the time, her mother had no idea that when she saw Jana get into McEwen's pickup, it would be the last time she would ever see her daughter alive. The exact timeline is unknown from this point. It was suspected that McEwen beat Jana in the vicinity of the Antioch area of Smith County. At around 3 a.m. the next morning, McEwen arrived at his estranged wife's home. He and his wife, who were the parents of one daughter, were getting a divorce. McEwen broke into her home that morning, brandishing a knife, and he stabbed her boyfriend in the shoulder. Sheriff's deputies chased him from his former wife's home, but soon after lost him, and he got away. It's not known if, at this time, Jana's body was in his pickup or not, but it was assumed that at this point, she was already dead. After he fled from his estranged wife's house, McEwen was suspected of breaking into Tyler Custom Openings on Loop 323, but it was not known why he broke in. That morning, he began calling people, Jana's mother and her friends, and in a phone call to her mother, he said, "She's dead. I killed her. She's dead." According to Jana's friend, Jennifer Landfair, she asked McEwen where Jana was, and he said she was in his truck. Shortly before 9 a.m. that morning, McEwen showed up at his mother's house. His mother lived at 423 Princeton Place in the Wellington subdivision out off of Texas Highway 64. This usually quiet neighborhood was about to get the shock of their lives. He went and got his mother and her husband and told them to come see what he had done. The couple walked out to his truck and looked inside and saw the body of Jana Shearer. They immediately both ran from the scene and flagged down a police car. At 9:58 a.m., McEwen called the police dispatcher from his house and told the dispatcher in a cold, unfeeling way that he had killed his girlfriend. And he was boiling her body parts. He left the dispatcher to believe that he was possibly eating her flesh. The police and SWAT team emerged on the scene, but after a few minutes, he gave himself up. He walked out of the house holding a knife, but he dropped it and was cuffed and put into a waiting car. Suddenly, McEwen began to rage out of control. He kicked out the window of the patrol car and had to be further restrained to keep him from damaging another patrol car. The neighbors were stunned. One neighbor heard the breaking of the police car window and actually thought he had gotten his hands on a gun and shot the window out. It was reported that McEwen would often stand in the street and wouldn't let people go by. He would also talk to himself. When the police entered the house, it was a sight that none of them had ever seen before. In the kitchen was a pan of boiling water, and inside the pan was one ear belonging to Janice Shearer. And on a plate on the kitchen table was a hunk of flesh with a fork sticking out of it. Janice's body had been mutilated, cut up. A piece of flesh was missing from her face, and one ear had been cut off. Sheriff J.B. Smith stated that this isn't the worst we've had, but it's my first cannibalism. He said either he was going to eat it, had been eating it, or that's what he wanted to look like. It was determined that Janice's cause of death was blunt force trauma to the head. McEwen's bond was set at $2 million, and when asked why he mutilated his girlfriend, he said, "God made me do it." He said he needed help because what he did is not what a normal person would do. Before this case could go to trial, McEwen was found unresponsive in his jail cell. He was rushed to East Texas Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead on December 7, 2008. On January 22, 2009, the autopsy results were released. He died from an overdose of Seroquel, a drug that is used for depression and bipolar disorder. The jail doctor had prescribed it for McEwen. Christopher had a history of violence. He had assaulted his former wife, his girlfriend, and his sister. His criminal record, including driving while intoxicated and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was also wanted at the time of his arrest on an outstanding warrant for a felony retaliation warrant. Janice Shearer loved life. She loved her friends and family, dance and music. She was a graduate of John Tyler High School, where she was on the drill team. Jana was born March 26, 1986, and died January 5, 2008. Friends and family want her remembered for who she was, not what happened to her. Well, that's it for this week, y'all. Next week, I'll be doing another murder story. I haven't figured out which one it is. And I'll have some murder stories leading up to Halloween. I have one that's that happened on Halloween night. And then I have on Thursday before Halloween, I will be doing a podcast on haunted downtown Wichita Falls. So if you haven't liked my Facebook page, Julie Coley, Wichita Falls author, or facebook.com/Julie Coley author, you need to do it before Halloween because I'm going to be posting some photos on that Facebook page that were taken by guests during my historical ghost tours downtown that are just about as creepy as they come. So be sure to like that page, and I'll figure out something for next week, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.